Hey guys, welcome to another wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Matt Brown.
Aren't you so glad to
join
be back?
With me? Join me is Ron Fox and Lynn Brantley. Guys, how are y'all?
Oh, pretty good. Who are you?
I'm the White Rabbit.
I'm all right.
Who? I'm Matthew.
I hate this already. This is so stupid.
That's not very oozy of you.
It's not very. Oh man, boys, how are y'all? Man, we're having a great day. You know.
Yeah.
So that's good to hear. I was too far away from the mic. I'm gonna get it, Mr. Kennedy style.
Let me talk up here.
Shut up.
That's essentially what it looks like.
Oh man, let's talk some wrestling. I've been out of the loop for like 2 weeks. What's happened?
Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt's the White Rabbit. I feel like. Did y'all talk? I honestly haven't even.
Well, I mean, he's been
show.
On TV.
Oh
well,
thanks,
weeks.
Man.
I appreciate the support. You're welcome. You're welcome. Welcome. So he's been on TV. Yeah, I mean, I just got to see a glimpse of like his promo from SmackDown. So. Featuring his new mask, so he's released Uncle Howdy to the world.
Yep.
I'm really curious on some of these names. Now, obviously, Uncle Harper, we kind of figure is a tribute to Brody Lee.
You would think so.
Unless he's trying to think of, you know what, I think someone starts with an H. What's the name that's ever been used? Harper. Got it. But Howdy, I'm curious.
How ignorant would it be to think that Uncle Harper would just be a coincidence?
I am curious on the Uncle Howdy part. Like, I wonder where that came from.
Howdy, y'all.
But yeah, so he cut a promo tonight pretty much saying like he has one side of his emotions that makes him do bad things and the other side also makes him do bad things. That's kind of what I have.
Very versatile.
Yeah, this character's got some legs. No, it really does. I've enjoyed Bray's promos.
If you would have been here a couple weeks ago when we did the episode, it was literally for like what, the last 20 minutes, me and Ryan just drooling over Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. I mean, he's doing great work. I mean,
he's, in my opinion, like, creatively, he's doing the best work.
Yeah. Now, I will say this. So, obviously, there's the rumor of a Wyatt 6. Yeah, you probably need to fix that, and I was holding it. But there's rumors of the Wyatt 6, or the Wyndham. I think it's the Wyatt 6. I don't know if it's the Wyndham 6.
It's Wyatt.
But, it's Randy. But now some are speculating that that's not actually going to be multiple people like everyone thought it was going to be when he returned. Because some had already said, oh, or Grayson Waller's Mercy. And then Huskus is Joe Gacy.
Yeah.
And freaking the Witch is just Scarlet and the White Rabbit's actually Karrion Kross. But Bray's the White Rabbit leading him to the other White.
Look, people, Bray Wyatt is a very talented individual, especially in terms of like creative work. He doesn't need other people to be involved in this, nor does he probably want to. He probably doesn't want to take a chance on any young star right now to help them because he wants the story to be perfect, or at least perfect in his eyes.
Yeah, and also I guess less people around means like, okay, that only I can make this great, or only I can mess this up, or only I can have this vision. And clearly this is his vision. I don't think this is something that necessarily Triple H is sitting in the back like, yeah, I'm thinking a couple masks.
This is the brainchild of Triple H. Like, he created this
like,
whole thing.
I want one of them to look like MJF's, or no, Buddy Murphy's mask from AEW. I want them to look like Hulk Hogan if he got beat the crap out of. That's what someone said the Uncle Howdy mask looked like, apparently, because they unveiled it tonight.
Oh, was that why they were on Facebook talking about Hulk Hogan?
Yes, I'll
I was
show you
wondering
picture.
If. Like what he did.
So,
because I was like,
this
what
time.
Yeah. Because, well, like, normally he doesn't do anything, like, bad.
That's the Uncle Howdy yeah. mask. So, I mean, it looks like Hulk Hogan.
But, like, every time Hogan goes anywhere or does anything, all of wrestling social media is just like, Hogan's terrible.
Well, it's like, he's the biggest draw in wrestling.
There you go.
I'd accept that answer.
It's the only reason. That's why we've talked about this. That there's just 500 answers we can accept as being the best ever in the biggest role.
There's four.
That's a lot, though.
It's Austin, Rock, Hogan, Cena.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to sprinkle Flair in there.
Yeah.
If well, it's for the Southeast. Like, just,
I mean,
by the way, someone compared Sammy Guevara today to 90s Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
In terms of, Jesus Christ, in terms of like backstage attitude. And, like, causing issues.
Yeah.
Because he's not doing anything that's, like, detrimental to the company, like CM Punk. But he is he's causing issues, for sure.
Well, Sean got fired, like, after his first match.
Yeah, but, I mean, you've heard the story about for what he got fired for. It's pretty, like, elementary stuff he got fired for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would not have been fired for that in this day and age.
No, not being the top guy. So, I mean, I think he could have been fired twice. Because he had the first time because of the bar fight.
Bar fight. He literally smashed a glass on his own head.
Yeah.
He started fighting with himself early.
And then the second time, I don't know if he necessarily got fired. I think he's left. The second time is where he was, like, showing up drunk as the commissioner role. And then later on. Because in 2001, it was supposed to be actually Hunter and Sean doing their Mania, like doing their SummerSlam 2 match, but at Mania 17, and then it ends up not happening because Sean can't stay sober, so Sean ends up leaving and getting released that way. So I'm just going to hold it. Just don't worry about it. I'm just going to hold it right here.
Okay.
We got this. So, in case you haven't heard, the mic fell, but we're good. So
in case you haven't heard,
we could just take a break. And
no, I got this. No, it's fine, honestly.
Buddy's holding.
I got it.
Buddy's holding a pipe wrench over there. It's fine. It's perfect.
I feel like Freddie Mercury without the disease.
Take it off, but I think you're missing both of these parts.
Yeah, see, so. We're good. Look, they're probably on the ground.
We could literally go to an ad break.
No, there's no ad. We're good. we're just going to do it. It's fine, honestly.
All right. I don't want to hear any complaints.
There's going to be no
plenty of opportunity.
Has Sammy done more stuff backstage? We have the Eddie Kingston.
I'm not
stuff.
Saying he has done more since then. He's just done enough already.
Yeah.
By the way, I am in the minority. I love Sammy Guevara. I don't care. I've always liked him.
I mean, I'm not saying, like, I enjoy him. I think he's obviously very talented. I've never been one. I think he does some pretty good stuff. I'm not one to say, you know what, like, this guy is, like, definitely going to be a top guy. Like, he has a future in the business. I think there's people better than him in other aspects that he needs improvement on.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I'm not I don't think his promos are good.
I think his promos are actually decent. Because I think his promos are better than his wrestling. Not because he's a bad wrestler, but because I don't love his particular style of wrestling, if that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan of his style.
I like his promos because it fits his... He's
so hateable.
He's a whiny heel, dude.
Well, also, he literally, like... I guess a good comparison could be maybe, like, Edge. Like, I think I'd have a hybrid of, like, 06 Edge and maybe Orton. Like, he has the looks. He's probably one of the most talented in AEW. He has smoking hot wife, where there may have been a cheating scandal. Like, he has the tools to be.
This is what they mean when they say 90s Sean.
By such a great heel. Again, I could probably enjoy him and like him more if he does better heel work. It may just be that I'm actually sick of seeing him.
That's fair.
So, speaking of AEW backstage stuff, because apparently that's just a thing now.
Let's talk about Phil.
There's more stories about Phil.
He doesn't deserve the name CM Punk anymore. We're just going to call him Phil.
I mean,
Phil Brooks.
I don't know. I'd rather call him CM Punk. It sounds a lot better than Phil Brooks.
Fair enough.
Phil Punk.
Punk.
CM Brooks. So, supposedly, did he come out and say that...
Supposedly, he reported to an outlet that... His dog Larry was injured during.
He did get V-triggered.
Wait, didn't we joke about this?
I did. Yeah, you sent it to us, and I said Kenny V-triggered Larry.
No, I mean like months ago. Didn't we joke about like the Bucks super kick?
Yes, we went through the whole. We went through both sides of the stories and pretty much dramatized it. So yes.
Okay, so there. Which,
that's
by the
a
way,
TikTok idea.
Yeah, well,
that's right. We were.
It was already debunked that the door was kicked open.
Yeah.
Even Punk's side. Said not too long ago, door wasn't kicked open. And now Punk comes out and says, I had to take Larry to the vet 2 days after all. Wow.
Why'd he wait 2 days? Terrible dog owner.
He's a cancer to the locker room and shouldn't own pets.
This man
Larry
is a menace to our society. No, Phil. supposedly he got two teeth knocked out.
Also, why wait 2 days? Two teeth. That's, I feel like that's pretty substantial for dogs.
Especially the dog's overbite, where all of his teeth are
exactly.
Showing.
Exactly, you
all
would
the
notice.
Time. It's like, oh, there's a couple of less teeth up there, Larry. What happened? And Larry's like...
Was Punk born in Alabama?
CM Cowboy.
CM Bammer.
Country made Punk.
It's kind of hard for me to not talk the way I talk.
That is true. It is hard.
But he's just eating some baked goods, like... Larry's got no teeth.
Krispy Kreme, open 24/7.
Ryan's a cancer to the another wrestling podcast locker room and detrimental to the company.
I ain't leaving.
Speaking of, that's exactly what Jericho
have to pay me.
That's exactly what Jericho said about Punk.
That's true. Locker room leader Jericho.
Yes. Which, by the way, before Punk got to AEW, I remember there was a podcast on the Jericho Cruise where Cody and Jericho were just pretty much making fun of, like, they were like playground bullying CM Punk without him there on a podcast, basically. Like, they were just joking around about him constantly. So Jericho probably already didn't love Punk.
I think, yeah, I mean, well, probably he had to have known some of his stuff he was doing in WWE. Now, obviously, we're not saying that Punk's always been toxic and has always done stuff. Granted, the way it sounds, especially after the All Out stuff where people are coming out saying,
like, seems like it's always been a two-way street, at least at WWE.
Yeah, I think he definitely had more of a bone to pick with WWE, but then you hear stories of Ring of Honor, too.
Yeah.
Because he had a lot of issues in Ring of Honor,
supposedly. I feel
like
he's just got an ego.
A big one.
I mean, and that's going to get in the way no matter where you are.
And in wrestling, like, it'll help to have a little bit of an ego, you know.
It's like the crazy to hot scale.
Yeah.
How much do you draw versus how much of a problem you are?
Yeah.
Sean was kept around because you know what?
Sean really, but you look at Sean, like, granted, there was a lot of problems, but it wasn't hurting the company. Like, they were so private, it wasn't hurting the company.
And Punk kind of divided the locker, especially when you go after the Elite, which, by the way, that's one of the letters in the name of the company.
They're quite literally EVPs.
Yeah. And I do think their suspension was warranted. I mean, they definitely, they could, now granted, it would hurt their egos too if they just walked away after Punk said all that crap. Would you walk away?
Probably not. No. I mean, I would at least go and talk to them. I'm assuming is what was probably what they were trying to do. I mean,
well, see, the only thing I fault them in is that me personally, no matter how mad I was, I would have tried my best to wait a day. Let him sleep it off, cool down a little bit, and then call him or set up a meeting. You know, after he just delivered that insane shoot promo at the media scrum, you're going to walk into his locker room. That's probably not the best idea. Now, they were probably hot, too. They probably wanted to fight. You never know. I don't think we'll ever know the full story until The Dark Side of the Ring comes out in
35
about
35 years.
Yeah, pretty much. Or until Punk does a Broken Skull Sessions.
Like, when we're on our 12th podcast.
Fifth.
Hey, the fifth quarter.
There you go, the fifth quarter.
What, it's been
a wrestling
what?
Podcast.
It's been what, 3-4 years?
Look, I'm gonna get depressed
since
if
we
talk about this. Yeah, you don't have to remind us.
Well, I'm just trying to come up with an average here so we can project.
Average.
That'd have been one. But basically what Jericho said to Punk was, "We had a good thing going, you stupid son of a We had Fring. We had the lab."
Okay.
He basically did the Mike Ehrman Trout promo on CM Punk. And it, honestly, if you watch that, it fits very
but
well.
But to be fair, like, I mean, yeah, it fits because you look, they are drawing $1 million at the gate.
Yep.
They're drawing 1 million viewers on TV.
Yep.
Everything looks to be going right, except for the media incident and supposedly, because even before the media incident, there was reports of Punk already having an issue.
Two weeks prior, he was supposedly already had this planned.
Yeah.
This was a premeditated call out.
Also read somewhere. So obviously Ace Steel got released.
Yeah, which honestly, but
and supposedly I read somewhere there was a report that he was surprised by it.
What, me?
What do you mean? Hold on, he just takes out his vampire veins. What do you mean? I only bit him once. Instead of bite him on the neck like I was gonna.
Wait, so you mean to tell me I throw one chair at one EVP. I bite one EVP. And God knows what else happens.
And I try to kill the third one. Like, you mean to tell me I don't need to have a job? This here is discrimination. This is wrong for fire.
My wife was in there, and she was almost attacked by two indie wrestlers.
She almost got V-triggered. Okay? Poor Larry. I was sticking up for Larry. Larry was knocked unconscious, had his teeth knocked out. I was defending the dog.
I need to see a Steel like podcast now where he's like, yeah, man, Larry was showing color over there. You know,
man, we were working through the locker room spot. You know, had it all planned out. You know, Buck's going to business for themselves.
I end up being unemployed because of it all.
I mean, honestly, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, it's kind of like curtain call. You know, Punch the champion. Their EVPs, who's low man on totem pole? Old Steely brother, you know. So, you know, I got fired for no reason. And, you know, that company really just didn't treat me right. And so I went to WWE and came back with the Good Brothers.
That's another topic of conversation, is the possibility of CM Punk going back to the WWE. Supposedly, Triple H said he would take a phone call from anybody. And he said, but he did say, he's like, well, what? He was on our backstage show a couple years ago. He was like, and there were plenty of outlets and opportunities there. He's like, if anybody's coming, he's like, there's got to be effort and passion shown on both sides for it to work.
Yeah. And I don't think he wants that.
Punk's ego is way too big for him to call Triple H and go, hey, I would like to work for you. Punk is going to want someone to call him.
That's why he went to AEW. Like, if Tony Khan never reaches out or
Tony
calls
Khan,
him...
He was essentially the first person that Khan reached out to.
Yeah. Like, if Khan doesn't reach out to him, same point as doing AEW. I mean,
does Scott D'Amore make that phone call?
I don't think Scott D'Amore can afford Punk.
Well, no, but realistically...
Realistically, only two people can afford Punk.
But now...
And those are the only two places he
would
go.
So I know this situation just happened, and like it sucks and all that stuff, but is Punk done with AEW, or is he done with wrestling? Because him and Tanahashi were planning to wrestle at Wrestle Kingdom this year.
I mean,
is he not going to do that? I mean...
Probably not. Because New Japan doesn't fool with that stuff either.
That is true.
New Japan,
get banned from the country.
I was about to say, I'm surprised Haku is back in the country.
Yeah.
Like... And the fact, like, I mean, they're getting ready to probably try to, like, kill Carl Anderson. Like, I mean,
he's
supposedly
they are
furious with Carl Anderson because he has contractual obligations to both companies. He has to kind of serve the one that pays them more.
Good Brothers have freaking worked in WWE, New Japan, Impact, and AEW in the span of, like, a year.
Mm-hmm.
That is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody else done that? I'm sure we're probably missing somebody obvious.
No, that has worked like all of them,
all four companies. I don't think
so. In a short span, or just all four companies?
Literally, Gallows and Anderson were in AEW last year.
So let's see.
And they were in Impact this year, and they've been working New Japan dates. So all four companies within a year—that's kind of insane.
I think the closest guy would be Mike Bennett, because he did it. He got released in 2020, right?
Yes,
and he just now has hit. He hit Ring of Honor, AEW, and Impact, and then WWE. But it was 2 years for him. So,
speaking of Ring of Honor, we should be getting news about a TV deal soon, which is comforting because I didn't the way it was going.
Speaking of this, there's a theory going out. So, of course, there's a vignette on Dynamite. I did see this of they were showing like historical moments in AEW and like erasing the Elite from them.
Yes,
and erasing the E from AEW.
Oh, they're going to Ring of Honor.
There's a conspiracy theory where fans are like...
Conspiracy theory.
Yeah, because it's not true. But, like, what if they're rebranding the Ring of Honor? Does that mean Omega and the Bucks are going? No, it means they're coming back. Like, I mean, I feel like that means they're coming back soon. I mean, granted, unless they are trying to go for the whole White Rabbit feel of, like, oh, these promos are... Who's doing these vignettes? Who is this supposed to be?
Well, what it is it's heel CM Punk erasing the Elite from all Elite Wrestling.
Punk's just coming back. But supposedly there was that little theory of like, what if they change everything because of the Punk stuff and the Elite stuff? What if they just change right over to Ring of Honor? Hear me out. It's not terrible. It's not a terrible idea. But it is. Because you're already an established company. But for that's a nice little tidbit. So, also speaking of Ring of Honor, I gotta talk about Jericho again, because obviously Jericho's the locker room leader, you know.
And Ring of Honor world champion.
And Ring of Honor world champion, for whatever reason.
Same reason he was AEW champion.
Yeah, they're real. That's how you know they're really pushing for some type of deal.
Yeah.
Does he defend the title at their December show, which is it Final Battle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Joe's
it's the
on
the same day as NXT Deadline.
I love
the names. NXT Deadline is the same day as Final Battle.
And UFC 282.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, like...
Bad day to be a pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm. Or a premium live event.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Really tough. I do like the name of NXT Deadline.
It is pretty cool.
It's not
right at the end of the year. I mean,
yeah. I mean, pretty cool. So, but does Jericho defend the title at all at Final Battle?
I believe he said he was going to defend against any Ring of Honor World Champion ever.
He's defending tonight on Rampage against any former Ring of Honor World Champion.
Oh, that might have been what I saw then.
But he still could, like, do that too. I mean, I was just curious to, I don't know if, which I don't think they've had any Ring of Honor shows since Claudio won the belt anyways, nope. Against Jonathan Gresham, which, by the way, no one has seen or heard from Jonathan Gresham. I know he said he was taking a break, but...
Ryan, NXT Deadline, how do you feel about the show name, and how do you feel about deadlines?
I don't like deadlines, but I like show name.
Cool. Continue. I just had to get that out.
I mean, fair enough. I'll take it.
How do you like deadlines?
I mean, you know, I'm okay. You know?
They push me to work harder.
You know, they help me meet my goals.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But I do understand why you wouldn't like it.
Exactly. Yeah. But you're going to love
NXT Deadline on Peacock.
Deadlines just invite people to keep asking you when it's going to be done.
That is true.
Just leave me alone. I'm doing my job.
This is Ryan Fox, and this is called Another Motivational Podcast. just
leave me alone.
Just leave me alone. Hear that soft music in the background? Look, deadlines suck.
I'm old. I'm tired. I work with children.
Well, look. See, if you're doing something, right? Like working, fixing something, whatever. You know what I can't keep working on it if you're talking to me.
True.
So, like, leave me alone, and it'll get done quicker. I promise. Unless you've got helpful information, I'll let you know.
We literally prove Chris Van Vliet correct every single week we get on this show.
What do you mean? We wrote this out, brother.
Name 10 ideas right now.
I have to write them down.
Okay, 10 ideas. Made fun of motivational podcasts. Talked about Punk. Talked about Bray Wyatt. Talked about wrestling. I got 4.
That's good. 6 more. We'll come up with them later.
Perfect. Perfect. We got the whole podcast ready to go. Speaking of Ring of Honor as well, FTR lost on Wednesday, and I'm very upset about.
That is sad.
Man. They lost to Swerve and Our Glory. And Swerve and Our Glory is now the number 1 contenders. Is there no ranking system anymore in AEW? Because now Swerve and Our Glory, who shouldn't be the number 1 ranked tag team, is now the number 1 contenders, and now the number 1 ranked tag team. And also, FTR literally holds every other tag title but the AEW tag titles. You're telling me that 2 guys who just got thrown together in the last 3 months beat...
Is Tony Khan the one promoter they can't just get to? Like, literally, they I don't think they've had to do much convincing. They're
even
really...
WWE threw like five tag titles at them.
You almost combined those 2 words there, and then you almost got canceled in the same sentence. 5 tag
titles. Yeah, I mean they threw a bunch of tag titles at them.
Quick,
what's as
the last
they were
lap
leaving?
Of the race?
Fire. but I mean, like, they got a bunch of tag title reigns as they were saying, hey, we don't want to be here. So, like, even WWE saw, like, hey, just
come on. You guys are leaving? Oh, you are winning the belts tonight.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. You're going to try to leave again? What if we trade you to SmackDown and have you win those belts?
Twice.
Twice.
In the span of 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, oh, how about let's have you attack the New Day on your first night in WWE? Like, we're going to throw everything at you, even though we know we can't book tag team wrestling probably since, like, 1999. But we're going to keep throwing this at you to see. It's like every other booker has realized it, and every other booker has realized it as heels. They are a good face tag team.
They're good at everything. And I really do respect how, like, you know, they left the WWE, and they're not, like, sitting around being all bitter about it because they didn't leave for most, like, the same reasons. Most people that left the WWE and were bitter about it, it was just because they just got released.
Exactly.
FTR left.
Like Mike Bennett.
FTR
and
left.
And Maria.
FTR let their contracts run out just because they didn't like the direction they were going booking tag team wrestling.
And they were taking a bet on themselves because they knew, hey, we are the best tag team, mm-hmm. and we're going to show you by winning every belt, having classic matches, and, I mean,
they're
just being
over. They're also adults.
They are also adults.
For real?
Are you serious? I thought, like, Dash Cash Wheeler was at least 13. Like, that's wild. Dax, I mean, at least 20. I mean, you know, so.
Roughly.
But, I mean, they're a really good tag team. I don't see why they're not. Even they complained about it in England, maybe, Japan, something like that. They had even said, like, in a promo afterwards, like, hey, Tony, book us, brother.
Yeah.
Because they're not getting booked. Like,
they literally said, hey, Tony, we work for you.
Yeah.
Book us.
Is that what happens when you win Ring of Honor belts? Do you just not get booked anymore? We haven't seen Samoa in a while. Like, and he just came back, and he's gone again.
I feel like people can just take the safe bet of assuming Joe is hurt when he's gone.
That is true. Also, like, and the only two people that are getting booked that are Ring of Honor guys are your two champions who have never actually wrestled in a Ring of Honor show, besides maybe Garcia. And that's a stretch. I don't think Garcia's actually wrestled in
a
Ring
of Honor. I'm not sure. I'm sure some wrestling purist fan out there knows.
But, like, Jericho has never wrestled in Ring of Honor.
He will, though.
He will. Garcia, I mean, probably did, but it was near the end stages of it. So you have two guys who are getting booked pretty heavily.
You know, I never knew that Austin Gunn wrestled in Ring of Honor.
Yeah, didn't he do a tag with Billy in Ring of Honor?
I don't know about that.
I figured he would. I figured that would have been the right. I don't know.
Why? Because of their last names?
I would think so.
Maybe because they're related.
Their last
name. The Gunn's just a kayfabe name, you know?
Cab
fair name. You know, their literal last name is Sop.
It's just a state fair name.
I mean, speaking of old Daddy Gunn, supposedly.
Are we allowed to say his catchphrase?
No.
Okay. Because I was legit about to just shout it out, and I was like, well, let me.
That's right. Always ask for permission.
He has two people like me and you thinking before we speak. I'm just not used to that.
I have the power.
I mean, I could derail this whole thing.
I almost derailed it 5 minutes ago.
On accident.
I could do it on purpose.
I could do it on purpose without even knowing.
But suppose, I don't know if y'all have talked about it, but the whole DX reunion and why Billy Gunn wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that 2 weeks ago on the show.
So,
you remember when you weren't here?
I do remember the one.
He rose on the third week.
Honestly, that's what it felt like.
You see, I said that, and then the audio corrupted.
Yeah,
it was that opening was pretty good too, and we lost all of it. It was the first one because we got like 5 minutes in, and it just disappeared or something.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't have great memory of that, but I'll take your word for it.
It was pretty good. Now I remember specifically that because you said that, and it was like right after it, and I was like, "Are you kidding me?" I gotta figure out another way to reference this man as Jesus.
Anyways, wrestling. I mean, back to the whole FTR needs to be booked better. Just simple. Let them win. I mean, Swerve and Our Glory, I feel like to me, is kind of like ran its. They had a solid tag title reign, had some good matches.
I was underwhelmed by them as champions.
Can
to
we
be
split? Well, I mean, yeah, they're only put together because. For whatever reason, Tony Khan cannot book them separate.
Granted, Swerve is he has turned into a really good heel. Like, on the mic, especially.
Oh, yeah. I really enjoy Swerve. Just
solid music, too.
Yeah, good music. Pretty good character work. Just a solid heel.
Great wrestler.
I mean, that's a guy who needs a faction. Like, I mean, Hit Row was perfect for him. Because he was still the star, but also was just good enough to help elevate those guys. I feel like Swerve needs some guys around him.
If that doesn't tell you about how deep, like, the wrestling industry is, you have someone like Swerve, who is literally, like, a complete package in a way. He is
absolutely
really good in the ring. He's really good on the mic. Really good character work. Cool gear. Great music. But he's not a world, you know, like, it just goes to show you how.
It's just interesting, yeah. It just goes to show you, like, I guess, like, what stops Swerve from being a world champion?
That's what I'm trying to
like,
find out.
Cause, and there's several guys that have been, like that before. I mean, even if you look at it now in a WWE sense.
Some would argue a particular reason.
Oh,
they're we're not gonna discuss it.
Oh, they're gonna say his race.
I'm not gonna agree or disagree with that.
Yeah, I mean,
there probably is a little bit of truth to it.
Yeah.
It's kind of been seen historically in wrestling, especially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but yeah, he's so good. Like, Mm-hmm. Like Lashley, would you say Lashley is the complete package?
No, we've heard him cut a promo. He's done better now. Like, hold on. Like, I will say, Lashley has been booked so...
20 double cheeseburgers.
20 double cheeseburgers.
How about just, like, the three fist pumps in the entrance? Like, what is that? But he's been... He's a two-time world champion.
Every time I see Lashley, all I can think is...
Boom, boom.
No, not even that. And when he's doing that, I think, 20 double cheeseburgers.
Okay, guys, we get it.
20.
He cut a promo 17 years ago.
20.
Okay.
Not 19.
He doesn't have to like say anything. That's just in my head, and that's all I can see every time.
I just remember him telling his fake sisters that he loved them. Like, sit down with Michael Cole.
Wasn't one of them Max Caster?
Yes, one of them was Max Caster.
Could you imagine?
Like, sister, I love you.
Sister me.
Yo,
daddy.
Listen. I'm not your sister, but I'm a mister.
Anthony Bowen just pops out. Be acclaimed!
Now,
that's all I got.
If that hurt my ears, I know anybody listening right
headphone
now.
Headphone users.
Sister me, daddy?
That's pretty good. I like
Thank
that.
You. Thank you. That's almost as good as Baker Taker.
Baker Taker was so great. Oh, man. Or maybe Renee's book cooks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, so like Swerve is a complete package. And honestly, could really do well in that mid-card as TNT champion. But instead of booking Swerve to be a good healer go against Wardlow, let's just not book Wardlow at all. Or if we do, let's have him face Jay Lethal.
I guess you can't really bring up the whole like reason of like race to Tony Khan though, because he'll just respond, "Yes, but I am also brown. Swole's just not good." Like, because he literally just said that on Twitter. So you probably can't have that conversation with him. Or any, for that matter.
Well, he can't be racist.
He can't. I mean, there's no way. I've put so much money into this company. I've hired so many people of different ethnicities. And look at them now. A lot of them have left. But we're pulling in $1 million at the gate. 1 million viewers. And that's not just CM Punk.
Wait,
but it is, but still... Keith Lee and Swerve have really elevated this company. Okay? Jade Cargill is like Hulk Hogan. All right.
All right. Okay.
Willow Nightingale is the best female I've ever seen.
Like, he just starts
cannot, you know, Swole is just a piece of crap, okay? I don't understand why people think I don't do well with booking people. I book on a regular basis.
He's even got the eyes.
I know.
Just need to get you a line, brother. Okay, so we can't cuss, but he can fake do coke.
I was doing a line of dialogue.
A dialogue.
With your nose.
As much as we joke and make fun of, though, I will say I do like have a ton of respect for Tony Khan because he puts up with a lot of crap.
He also seems to actually truly love the business.
True.
Which I like to see people doing things that they...
He's a fan with a lot of money that is booking a show.
That's the thing.
As not so great as that can be sometimes, I'm jealous.
Yeah. Well, also, like, and there's an audience for that. Like, obviously, if we had unlimited funds and we started another wrestling promotion, like,
oh, it's happening.
And I
not
would just,
an average and
I'd just be called. I mean, that's also to be thrown in there.
Not the triple wrestling promotion.
All right, right. It's just triple threat wrestling. Every match
not
is a three
way. The top wrestling promotion.
Top guys.
Not
wrestling.
The fifth wrestling promotion.
I see a lot of people.
For the
wrestling
promotion.
Ryan, I'm going to kill you live.
Please.
I just...
you won't.
A lot of people say, like, oh, he's just a millionaire using these wrestlers as his action figures. I'm like, bro, you sound kind of jealous, honestly.
That's
yeah.
all I do. I'm doing
That's
this
what
every
wrestling promotion is.
I'm doing that every night in universe mode. Like,
He's literally playing universe mode in real life.
Yep. Except I'm booking my wrestlers a lot better.
You took it way too far when you said Jade Cargill is Hulk Hogan. You knew exactly what you were doing there.
I was just trying to think of somebody, and then...
I remember when Jade's big run, which, by the way, she is...
She's still undefeated? She's undefeated by a lot.
She's, I think she's in the 30s or 40s by now.
I think she's 38-0, 39-0.
Something like that.
And then it's Willow, crazy. I think, supposedly is going to be the person that could beat her.
Yeah, she's doing good work right now. And I remember like when her streak first started, everybody was saying, oh, he's just doing that because of the comments he just made about Swole. And I'm like, it's possible. That's possible. I mean,
could you imagine every time Jade comes in the back after winning the match?
Great! Fantastic!
That's right. Hey, 490-0, that'll show them Twitter people that I book you correctly. Look, it's a big Swole thing. It's not anything.
So we've unlocked a new impression.
Coked out Tony Khan.
We've unlocked definitely not racist, coked out Tony Khan.
I'm sorry.
How do we top this? Like, how do we move on?
I don't think we can.
He just has to transition into Stone Cold now.
What?
Just the same promo, but back and forth between.
No, I've no. Here's the thing. If I cut the same thing I did with Stone Cold Steve Austin out of all the words I just said recently, it will come out as racist.
100%.
With Tony Khan, it just sounds like.
If we would have said it with our normal voices, because we have a southern accent.
That's right.
What are you talking about?
What, Sean?
What are you trying to say? I sound like I'm from Alabama.
Hold on, JBL's here?
Speaking of which, JBL's back.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
With fat pants.
Dude, those pants are wide.
It looks like he has parachute pants. Like, it looks like he came down from the rafters and just floated down.
I love how the first, his
it just hit what I just said. Sorry.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
So the best way to do is just move on. I love how his immediate... Did Ryan just get it?
Well, I wasn't really paying attention.
Fair.
So I had to go back through what he had said and to try and pick out what he was talking about.
Not what you're doing, buddy.
All right, I already hate this. But I love how JBL's immediate, first... thing he wanted to do was talk trash about Oklahoma football. Like, right,
it was so great. JBL, I will say,
he said, y'all are supposed to be in the SEC. How about the MAC?
Hey, don't be hating on some action now.
Is Ryan the only person in the world that
the only person that watches MAC football? He's the only person I've seen share Kent State.
I was about to say the same thing. I'm like, dude, he literally shares the final score on Facebook.
Even Nick Saban cares about what Kent State's doing.
Well, actually, he sent a video in because they were honoring the...
Okay, Styles sent a video into Slammiversary. What's your point?
Yeah, I'm so glad to see TNA hit 20 years. You know, it's been great to see what all these guys like Jordan Grace... Loki, he was there when I was there. And Action Mike Jackson doing all these great things here in Impact Wrestling.
I've bumped for that guy before. Roll Tide.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, buddy.
I don't get the hate from Action, though. I mean, it's on during the week. Action
Mike Jackson.
It's on during the week. He's a big or it's always either the super late game, so it's always... football that's on when other football isn't.
Speaking of, 27 straight days of football.
Yep. That's awesome. That's why I became a Kent State fan, because they played on Thursday like 3 weeks in a row.
Wait, isn't there a game on Thanksgiving?
Thursday night match, and it's Kent State taking on Buffalo.
You got Madden. You got Madden 23.
The NFL. I'm sure, isn't the Egg Bowl Thanksgiving?
Yeah, so wouldn't that usually make it 28 days? And then 29 days on Friday, because they usually do like a couple of... How is it not 30 days? Are you doing the Carl Anderson?
No, I'm...
Oh, you got a wheel problem.
Yeah, you're doing the Carl Anderson. I knew it.
Oh, Sour Boy's the worst.
You look like the Jeff Dunham puppet.
I'm doing the geography in my head. Math don't work.
All right, anyways. Matthew, wrestling?
Yeah.
Speaking of Good Brothers, Gallows got body slammed by Daddy Rhea.
Or Mommy.
Or Mommy Rhea.
She says,
if Dominic wants Mommy.
If
Dom Dom wants...
I want you to say that sentence right now.
If Dom Dom wants Mommy,
yep.
He gets Mommy. Or if Dom Dom wants Poppy, he gets Poppy.
That's going to be my text tone.
Also, Dominic cut a decent promo.
It got real heat.
Saying
people can cry all they want. It got real heat.
It was great.
It's just go home heat.
Yeah, it's just go away heat, which, by the way, doesn't exist, Marks. Shut up.
No, it's real.
I don't know. When Mike Bennett comes on the TV, which is only like twice a year, I really do not pay attention. Like, even now, they're in AEW, don't care. Especially now that he's with Matt Taven. Who cares? Get out of here. Like, no one.
But what? I only know one sentence from his promo, and it's the only one that's like making people mad, and that's, "I'm this generation's Eddie Guerrero."
And he also said that
Eddie Guerrero was his generation's me.
He said that?
He did.
Oh, what a man.
Got a great reaction.
Generation me reference.
He's a big Max Buck, and I can't remember, Nick Buck, maybe.
Nick Buck.
I can't remember their names in
Fred
Impact.
Fred Buck?
Nope.
Bread.
Who would have thought Generation Me back in TNA 09 would be getting in a backstage altercation with CM Punk?
I was a wrestling purist. I know that they had some backstage heat with CM Punk long before they were ever in a company.
I can actually see the future.
Which is funny because I remember, like, when Punk was getting angry with WWE, like, at the beginning, he literally said something along the lines of, "I'll go work the Bucks in PWG." He's always liked the Bucks. What happened?
What happened?
CM Punk. What happened?
I'm old, I'm tired, I'm hurt, and I work with children. And I love a good pastry.
I love a good giant muffin, right?
Dude, he was
chomping.
He was chomping that muffin down.
Dude, he was going hard.
And drinking his athletic beer that wasn't beer. I don't understand the concept.
I saw an angle from the media thing where he was going ham about someone, and Tony Khan was over there like,
"And you thought my booking of people was bad. Like, this is worse.
This really takes heat off me. Thanks, Punk. How about that guy? What a tool.
This guy doesn't look. This guy is unprofessional and does not represent AEW's values.
He is a cancer.
He's a cancer, and he's going right where Big Swole's going. All right,
in the hole.
We don't tolerate that. All right, he's never been as talented as Big Swole could have been. He just flips it. Like, Big Swole was better than CM Punk ever was. That guy is terrible. Right, guys?
And I have my two biggest, strongest guys going to handle him in the locker room as we speak. Who is it? It's the Young Bucks.
Where's Heyman? Heyman rode home on his horse. All right, we actually hit his contract. It does say he's supposed to be on a horse 24/7.
It does say he has to be an actual cowboy when he's not at the arena.
The butterfly pants was a signing bonus.
If you guys can't tell, we are raw dogging this episode.
Oh, so we can say that, but we can't.
Ryan's gonna check your rules every chance he gets.
Ryan's a cancer.
Yeah. We can joke about cancer, but we can't cuss. That doesn't seem very oosy of you. There. Oofs.
Speaking of, they finally got Jey Uso to break.
Which was great.
Yes.
Oh, so we can get Jey Uso to break? I'm just
Ryan,
kidding.
Show.
I'm
just kidding.
Ah, Ryan's really pushing for it. He's just like... We're going to send you home with Ace Steel if you keep going. Like,
he's going to bite you.
He's just like,
maybe I'm into that.
You're just going to walk
whoa,
up to
whoa,
him
whoa,
and...
Sorry, say that again.
What?
I said maybe I'm into that.
You're specifically Ace Steel?
To be fair, I didn't know who he was. I still haven't seen a picture of him. I just know he was in that locker room, so maybe.
How can we describe Ace Steel? He looks like Gangrel did a 12-step program.
Old Carl Anderson with hair.
I'm gonna bite
How long is the hair? What color is
gonna,
the hair?
I'm going to bite
it's,
your face
it,
off.
It's gray-black.
It's blonde.
I don't know about it.
It's blonde.
He's kind of blondish.
Oh, it's blonde and
it's like
no. No blondes.
No.
You're not a fan of blondes?
No.
Why not?
Oh, it's kind of, I mean, it's
mostly
like a dirty
because I'm
blonde.
A hipster.
Get scarred one too many times, bud?
No, I think I'm just a hipster.
No, he
everybody
said you're
likes
blonde, not green, purple, blue, and red.
Yeah.
What? I'm gonna stay away from that
yeah.
one. So hold on.
That sounded
so,
a
too.
That sounded a bit
specific.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a steal now.
I know his eyes look like they're supposed to be crossed.
His eyes look like they're supposed to be in his head.
So I was kind of accurate when I said Carl Anderson with hair. Yeah, imagine Ace Steel bald.
Imagine Ace Steel in his prime. That dude.
Yeah, see, that's too blonde for me.
Yeah, he definitely trained Punk.
He's definitely bit some people and defended some dogs. I mean, goodness. We're talking about him biting people again.
And Ryan being into it.
That's right. Fun fact, Ace Steel portrayed Donald Trump on an episode of Raw.
Oh, yeah.
That's young boy Ace Steel.
No, that's Donald Trump.
It's like Randy Orton wearing a wig.
It's pretty close to it. Because he fought Rosie O'Donnell on Raw.
Oh, yeah. Because they were feuding, but not on wrestling. They were feuding in mainstream media.
Vince's like, great idea. give me the guy that bites people. Mike Tyson? No. Ace Steel. Give me a fat girl. Anybody? Rosie O'Donnell? No. She's busy with nothing. Give me an extra.
And then they had an actual match. And sad part is that, like, they have Donald Trump. He can't see anything because of his hair. And every backstage vignette of Rosie during that show, it's just her eating cake. Like, Vince was fat shaming Rosie.
How do we fat shame this girl? Make her eat everything. Get her a cake. And make her eat. Cake.
It's like the farting Natalya gimmick.
But that was over, brother. I mean, fake Rosie O'Donnell eating cake wasn't over. But farting Natalya, I mean.
Fartalia?
That turned out all the monies.
Is there anything else in wrestling that happened this week? Maybe MJF?
MJF and the firm? I mean.
The possible face turn?
Because
he did come to the aid of John Moxley, who was his opponent in an amount of time at Full Gear. I think it's like November 19th or something.
Yeah, I think you're right on that.
Yeah.
Which
I'm excited for. I think he's going to win.
That's true. And he also still did kind of do a heelish thing, like, y'all don't touch him. I want him for Full Gear. I want him 110%. They are teasing this face run. The firm ends up attacking him, which, by the way, granted, I think I know what Tony Khan's trying to do. Why is W. Morrissey not your big guy? Like, why is he not what Vance Archer should be?
Honestly.
He looks great. He's got a great look. His in-ring stuff has improved. He was never bad in-ring, but he was, you know, it didn't really do much because he was a little bit bigger. But he's got a great look. He towers over literally your whole entire company. Why is he not squashing Wardlow in 15 seconds? Cheers. Now, granted, he's in the firm. That's doing really good. Which, by the way, Stokely and the firm have cracked me up because they now, I guess, own Matt Hardy's contract.
Yes.
So now, like, Ethan Page owns the Twist of Fate.
That's amazing.
I think he calls it the Page Turner, which is kind of nice. And then they own the theme music, so Matt Hardy can't come out to theme music anymore. So it's just old Matt Hardy just walking, just doing nothing. But it's been really good. So the firm is a really good faction. W. Morrissey's really good. The Guns are doing something, even though I do wish they were still with the Acclaimed.
Yeah, it was so good.
I mean, they're doing really well with that. Who else is in the firm? Ethan Page, which he's just doing Ethan Page stuff. Lee Moriarty, is he in there?
Yes.
Does he do anything? I don't know.
I literally haven't watched wrestling at all this week.
Fair enough.
Like I said, we've been raw dogging the episode. That's what I meant by that. None of us have watched a second of wrestling.
Yeah. So, but MJF got attacked and really was selling that he was injured. I think this is going to lead up to him really putting over, hey, I'm going to win this clean. I'm going to do this my way and do it by myself. I think it's going to lead to, obviously, MJF using a heel tactic to get the win and maybe stop the face run that I think fans are really wanting.
By the way, I told you off...
off camera.
Off camera, yeah, sure, we'll say that. I told you off camera that I would be okay with them reusing the finish to Full Gear last year when MJF knocks Darby out with a Dynamite Diamond Ring and literally beats him with a headlock takeover. I would totally take... Imagine someone winning a world title with a headlock takeover.
Nuclear heat.
It would be insane.
It would be great. Do I think it'll happen that way? I mean, I kind of do hope he wins dirty. Because that, I mean, Even though MJF, because MJF's going to get cheered regardless. He's very similar to what The Rock did in the 90s. Rock got cheered regardless if he was supposed to or not. Because he was just over, he was doing his job well. MJF does his job really
even
well.
Better. Hit him with the Dynamite Diamond Ring. Pick him up. Give him a snapmare. Pin him.
Irish whip.
Irish whip to him just falling.
Slingshot.
I'm trying to think of just the most, not actual bad moves, but like just basic. I mean, bare bones, like shoulder tackle.
Wrist lock.
Wrist lock, sweep the legs, pin. That's all I got.
Just hit him with a wrestling takedown and pin him.
Finger poker dame. Hold on.
Hit him with the scarf.
Can we somehow get him to be the best heel ever and also ruin MJ? No, it'd be great if he did the finger poker dame.
No? Sound like an auctioneer when you said that. Finger poker dame. Hit him around. Hit him around.
Poke him now. Put him around. Put him out here now. Look, he's talking about poking people.
Poke him. Put him out here now.
Poke.
I'm talking about Facebook from 2009. Will you stop it, Sean? Sean, stop.
Hey, y'all quit it.
I'm going to bite your finger off.
Y'all quit it.
Looks like my mama with 9.5 fingies.
Fingies. All right.
I think it's a good stopping point.
I think it's a great stopping point.
Man, what an episode this has been. Yeah. So next week you'll hear us talk about some more anything going on in the world of wrestling. Obviously, we'll probably actually try to watch some. So glad to be back. It's been 2 weeks too long, gentlemen. I've really missed this, you know. I can't. I have a mic in my hand. It's kind of hard.
Bad.
I mean, nope.
Too bad.
It's not going to happen. Do it. Form into a bucket of water.
Do it.
So, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I think.
I enjoyed it.
I mean, it was pretty fun. So, next week we'll talk about some more current day stuff. Maybe some Crown Jewel stuff. Actually, we are going to be reviewing Crown Jewel.
Yes, let's announce that. We are doing an episode for Crown Jewel.
So we've decided, big news, big announcement, we've acquired Crown Jewel.
We have bought Crown Jewel.
We have bought, sorry. No, we can't say that. We're going to get beheaded.
You said it, not me.
Not me.
Well, that was my two.
He has said a couple of unintentional things on this show and almost said a third one. You're on a roll.
We're the bad guys.
But we're the bad guys. Anyways, so we're going to be watching Crown Jewel together.
Go ahead, get defensive.
I'm listening to Wayne.
We're going to watch Crown Jewel together, I assume, if everybody's going to be here. And then we are going to do an episode. We're going to review Crown Jewel right
when
we get on what?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We're doing Crown Jewel with a broken neck.
I
hope not.
That episode should be out probably the day of, if not the Sunday right after Crown Jewel. So we're going to get that out, and you know, we're going to live stream it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
No. Never again.
So yeah, be on the lookout for that. And of course, next week's normal episode that we're going to start releasing on Saturdays next week.
Yeah, so next week, so we're kind of moving our days around just because it kind of feels bad to talk about the whole week of wrestling and then release it on a Monday.
The week is starting.
Yeah, so we're going to move our days around.
It's a little stoop-stoop.
A little stoop-stoop, but hey, you know what? It's a good start, you know what I mean? It's just trial and error. You know, when you've been doing this multiple times, you kind of just pick up and learn as you go.
We haven't learned jack.
We have not learned anything. This is like our 57th podcast.
I've learned how to not cuss.
There you go. See, look, we're on a roll. If we can just learn when to release episodes, and like,
what if we tried Saturday?
We've never thought of that.
That's what we're doing.
Saturdays.
Isn't it?
That's right. Big announcement. Moving That's to Saturdays. We now own Saturdays.
We signed them for 7 years.
Forget college football.
We have acquired the rights to Saturdays. Big news. No one
Close
in wrestling's ever done it. But no, also,
hey, let's acquire closing the show.
We have closed the show. Yeah, so next week we're going to start releasing on Saturdays. But this is coming out Mondays to deal with it. So we hope you enjoyed it. So for Wayne, Ron, and myself, this has been another wrestling podcast, and we'll see y'all next time.
Meh.